The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Lady Luck can be a cruel mistress, but for some ludicrously lucky people, she comes just when they need her most. From a woman who survived falling 14,500 feet without a parachute to a girl who was frozen solid for a whole night, the following stories of these real-life legends are sure to leave your jaws on the floor. Let's take a look at even more of the luckiest people who survived against impossible odds.
You're listening to Be Amazed.
There's bad luck, there's good luck, and then there's Bill Morgan. Back in 1998, this 36-year-old Australian truck driver was involved in a brutal accident that nearly cost him his life. He survived, but after being rushed to hospital, he was given a drug that triggered an allergic reaction and sent him into cardiac arrest. His heart stopped for a full 14 minutes, but miraculously, doctors managed to revive him. But sadly, he was completely comatose. For 12 long days, Bill's family waited for any sign of life. Then, just when they were preparing for the worst, Bill woke up. Following a complete recovery, he got engaged to his girlfriend, netted a new job, and later, on a whim, bought a scratch card. Amazingly, he won a car worth 17,000 Australian dollars. Word of Bill's incredible turn of luck got around, and he was asked to reenact his win for Channel 9 News. So he bought another scratch card, the cameras started rolling, and then the unthinkable happened. Bill won the jackpot of 250,000 Australian dollars. Crikey. Now that's what I call a twist of fate. Now I can't improve your luck, I'm afraid, but I can give you a jackpot of amazing knowledge. Simply follow my podcast and you'll never miss out on amazing stories like Bill's again. Now what have we got next? More than 50 million road traffic accidents occur around the world every year. But occasionally, one of those accidents is so crazy it defies belief. When a group of three friends were driving in their pickup truck near Johannesburg in South Africa, back in 2012, they were suddenly met with a terrifying sight. A small aircraft had spun out of control and was diving down in their direction at an alarming speed. Before anyone could react, the plane smashed into the road ahead, burst into flames, and hurtled towards them at a breakneck pace. The driver of the truck, Monica Braganza, hit the brakes hard and closed her eyes. With a deafening crash, the plane's cockpit blasted straight into the front of the truck. The man in the back seat, Tony von Oswegen, was flung hard through the rear window and landed over 30 feet away. The two girls in the front desperately forced their way out of the destroyed vehicle's side windows and started running for their lives. The plane looked like it was about to explode, and there was no time to save the two people still inside. But then, out of nowhere, a group of men appeared and heroically dashed to the burning plane. By sheer chance, they'd been freeboarding nearby and heard the crash. Clambering atop the smoking cockpit, one of them reached in through the shattered windshield and undid the pilot's seatbelts. With his friend's help, they pulled them free and together managed to escape the wreckage minutes before the whole thing exploded in a torrent of flames. No. This isn't the plot to the next Mission Impossible movie. Despite the lack of Tom Cruise, everybody lived to tell the terrific tale with no serious injuries. Let's just hope there's not a sequel. The chances of a plane crashing into a car are low, but what are the odds a turtle would come crashing down from the heavens? Considering they can't fly, you'd assume zero, right? Well, in Florida, this bizarre phenomenon has happened at least twice. While driving down Interstate 4 in May of 2016, something round suddenly slammed straight into Nicole Baines' windshield, shattering glass all over her. Forced to hit the brakes hard, she came to a screeching stop on the side of the highway. Luckily, she was uninjured. However, when she'd got over the initial shock, she was even more stunned to realize that there was a turtle in the car with her. Fortunately, the surprise passenger was okay too. But wait, there's more. In 2021, it happened again. Only this time, the rapid reptile went straight through the windshield and bonked an elderly lady on the head. Again, thankfully, both parties survived. So, what the heck was responsible for the flying turtle attacks? Any guesses? It turns out the little green fellas had been trying to cross the road when their shells had been nicked by passing cars. The force of car-hitting shells sent the turtles soaring into the air, only to come crashing back down through people's windscreens. So really, it's a lucky escape for both turtle and human. I can only imagine what must have been going through their scaly little heads, other than the windscreens, of course. Still on the topic of things falling from the skies, skydiving is the kind of thing I've always wanted to do, but never had the guts to actually go through with. But North Carolinian Joan Murray had no such problem. Back in 1999, Joan had already completed an impressive 35 jumps. So, as she stood in the plane, 14,500 feet in the air, and prepared for her 36th jump, she wasn't nervous. She wasn't even nervous when she opened the plane doors, leapt straight out, and started free-falling down to Earth at 120 miles per hour. However, when she tried to pull her parachute, something happened that made her very nervous. It wouldn't come out. Refusing to panic, Joan reached for the reserve chute and tugged hard. With relief, she felt it leap from her bag, expand out, and jerk her into a slow descent. But then she started spinning in a circle, tangling the chute's cords in a knot behind her. No matter how hard she tried to pull against the force, she only spiraled faster and faster, losing all control. It was no good. Joan rocketed towards the cold, hard ground at a bone-crunching 80 miles per hour. She hit the earth, heard a loud crack, and everything faded to black. Joan fell into a coma, and after being taken to hospital, she underwent copious reconstructive surgeries and blood transfusions. The whole right side of her body had been crushed. It wasn't looking good. And then, after 2 weeks, she woke up and went on to make a full recovery. How was this even remotely possible? Well, by complete chance, Joan had crash-landed on a fire ant nest. The venomous ants immediately started crawling all over her, biting and stinging her about 200 times. Their venom, called solanopsin, stimulates the nervous system, and the ants injected Joan with so much of the stuff that it kept her heart beating until the ambulance arrived. Incredibly, the whole experience didn't knock her passion for plunging, and she later went on to complete a 37th skydive. You could say her story had a bit of an anticlimax. Being caught in a storm can be a pretty terrifying experience. Usually you're safe inside your house unless you live somewhere prone to tornadoes. Back in 2017, 75-year-old Charles Letta Williams and her son Ricky were watching TV in their home in Marion County, Texas, when they heard the loud ruckus of an approaching storm. And in Marion County, storms mean tornadoes. Expecting the worst, Ricky led his mom upstairs to the bathroom and helped her into the tub before climbing in himself. A bathtub is actually one of the best places you can go in a storm if you don't have a bunker, because they're heavy and firmly anchored to the water pipes. At least, that's the theory. Within minutes, there was a loud, thunderous roar as the storm hit the house and ripped straight through it. The roof of the house was suddenly torn off, and Ricky and Charles Letta held on for dear life. The whole porcelain tub shook violently, then, unbelievably, it was wrenched from the floor and picked up above the wreckage of their house. They rose higher and higher, spinning around in the air alongside bits of roof and furniture. Then the tub flipped over and they were flung down onto the ground outside. Miraculously, they both landed with only a few cuts and bruises, even though their house was a pile of rubble. Now that's a crazy story, no matter how you spin it. If there's one thing worse than being caught in a storm on land, it's being caught in a storm at sea. Back in 1981, experienced sailor Stephen Callahan set sail from Rhode Island, U.S., and was en route to Antigua when one night the weather got wild. During the chaos, Stephen's small boat hit what he thought was a whale and started to sink. Thinking quickly, Stephen blew up his 6-foot-wide inflatable life raft, but he needed supplies if he was to survive out in the middle of the ocean. As his boat sank below the surface, Stephen dived underwater and was able to grab a spear gun, an emergency kit, navigation charts, and a few other essentials. Then he pulled himself onto the raft and drifted away across the lonely expanse of the Atlantic Ocean. Forced to go wherever the waves took him, Stephen was sent westward. He made drinking water from solar stills he'd salvaged from the boat, which used the sun's heat to evaporate and distill salt water, and ate rations from the emergency kit. These didn't last long, though, and when they ran out, Stephen was forced to use his spear gun to catch fish and birds to eat. Out of desperation, he even ate barnacles. Every day that went by brought another challenge. He faced shark attacks, raft punctures, lost a whole third of his body weight, and at points felt like he couldn't go on. But he never gave up. Using his experience at sea and sheer determination, Stephen survived on his own in his tiny inflatable raft for 75 days. Then, on the 76th, he was finally spotted and brought to shore by some fishermen off the coast of Marie Galante. Almost 3 months since his brutal ordeal began, Stephen was saved. How long do you think you'd last? Never mind 3 months, I give myself 3 minutes before I'd start crying like a baby.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Some people hate driving down highways. I can see why. They're loud, busy, and often stressful. Whatever your opinion, we can all agree that having a huge tire randomly smash through the ceiling of your car would make the experience significantly worse. And one Brit, while driving down the busy M6 in England, got exactly that. He'd been driving as normal when a truck heading in the opposite direction lost one of its tires. It hurtled across the road, clipped off the central barrier, and smashed straight through the windshield of his car. But it didn't just smash the window, it ripped through the entire roof, tearing it straight off before getting lodged in the back seat. Extraordinarily, it somehow missed the driver despite hitting pretty much everything else, and he still managed to pull over and stop the car safely. The luckiest part, though, is that just hours before, the driver's young child had been begging to come with him and would have been sitting right where the tire ended up. In what was possibly the best decision he'd ever made, the father said, "No. Man, I need to get the number of this guy's guardian angel." And here's another guardian angel-related story. The coastal city of Keelung, Taiwan, is famously surrounded by tall mountains. Most of the time, they're incredibly scenic and boast some seriously gorgeous views. But on August 31st, 2013, Mother Nature turned them into one heck of a weapon. A driver was heading down one of the mountainside roads when suddenly he was hit by a torrent of debris that came rolling down in a landslide, pushing his car off to the side. Then a huge boulder slammed down after it, exactly where the car would have been had it not just been pushed. Don't worry though, nobody was hurt. The journey just got off to a very rocky start. Next up, when I was a kid, I always wanted a treehouse, but we never had a tree that was suitable for building one in. After hearing about this next kid's experience, though, I'm pretty glad I never got one. Several years ago, Darius Foreman was building a treehouse in Maryland, U.S., when he slipped and fell headfirst from one of the branches, right onto a board with a great big screw jutting out of it. His parents rushed outside and called an ambulance. Defying all odds, he was alive, albeit with a plank attached to his head. However, if the screw had gone in just a single millimeter more, it would have been a very different story. When the medical helicopter arrived, though, he couldn't fit through the door because the board was too big. Firefighters arrived on the scene and sawed a portion of it off from the top. However, they couldn't saw too close to the boy's head or risk nudging the nail and causing more damage. Eventually, another, bigger chopper arrived and Darius was finally flown to hospital. Once there, the doctors carefully removed the rest of the board and Darius went on to make a full recovery. Thank God they didn't screw up. Now anyone who drives knows what a pain breaking down on the side of the road can be, but what if your car broke down in the middle of the Sahara Desert, you had no phone and only a few days of food and water? This wasn't a hypothetical question, but a stark reality Emile Leray had to face back in 1993. This adventurous French electrician had decided to take his trusty Citroën 2CV out, exploring across Morocco. When a military blockade barred him from heading the way he wanted to go, Emile took his car off-road and decided to go around the blockade rather than turning back. Big mistake. For a short while, the tough little vehicle withstood the harsh desert landscape. Then, Emile hit a stone, hard, and everything groaned to an unrepairable standstill. Though he had some basic knowledge of the area, Emile was unsure where the nearest village was, and it was too far to hike. So, instead of panicking, he came up with a crazy plan. Using his engineering skills, he'd transform his broken car into a motorbike. Emile went into survival mode, eating less, drinking less, and focusing purely on the task at hand. First, he removed the shell of the car and used it as a base to store things in. Then, using pieces of it as makeshift tools, he pulled off bits of his car, bent thinner parts, drilled holes using pieces of metal and salvaged screws, and slowly but surely built something resembling a bike. He worked through intense heat and even raging sandstorms, which he was forced to shelter from in the car's shell. After 12 arduous days, just as he was on his last drops of water, Emile finished his makeshift vehicle. He climbed aboard, hit the gas, and with immense relief rode back across the barren sands toward civilization. But as he triumphantly reached the Moroccan city of Tanton, the police immediately fined him around $1,000 for driving an illegal vehicle. Not exactly the welcome back from the brink party I bet he was hoping for. The U.S. state of Minnesota is famous for its numbingly cold winters. However, back in the December of 1980, 19-year-old Jean Hilliard had no idea she was about to prove just how cold they could get in the most unbelievable way possible. Jean was driving home one evening when she hit a ditch and got stuck. Trying to get the car back up and running on her own was useless, so she got out and started walking to a friend's house down the road. But Jean hadn't dressed for the cold, and temperatures that night hit a bitter low of minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. She walked for 2 grueling miles until finally reaching her destination. Only once there, she tripped over. Lacking the energy to stand up and with her body rapidly shutting down, she crawled towards the doorstep and froze completely solid. 6 hours later, her friend Wally Nelson opened the door to find what looked like a very lifelike ice sculpture of Jean in his yard. At first, he didn't think she was alive, but then he saw a few bubbles coming out of her nose. Somehow, she was still breathing. He quickly got her to a hospital, but her condition perplexed all the doctors there. Her eyes didn't respond to light, and her body didn't register on a thermometer because it was that cold. They couldn't even get an IV drip into her arm. The needles kept snapping on her hard skin. With no idea what else to do, they put heat pads along her body and waited. A few hours passed, and somehow, miraculously, Jean opened her eyes. Another few hours, and to her parents' delight, she could talk coherently. So, how did she escape being literally frozen solid with no permanent damage? It's possible that this was a case of extreme hypothermia, and though there's no real data on it, there are dozens of cases just like Jean's. When a person's body cools down below freezing temperatures, their blood flow slows and their body requires less oxygen, like a kind of hibernation. One doctor has theorized that when a frozen person is warmed back up and their blood flow increases at the same rate as their temperature rises, they can recover. This may well have been what saved Jean's life, either that, or she's the real-life Elsa, and this was just the first manifestation of her ice powers. Crazily, both theories seem just as likely. Okay, that's just about all the death-defying escapes I can handle for now. Which got your heart racing the most? And if you want some more, why not checking the previous episodes of this series? Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.
Be amazed.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.